with my colleague, Professor Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution, just emerged from the Federalist Society arguing room to speak to a detail that now seems to be deeply ironic. Editorial of the Wall Street Journal in these last days. Mr. Trump has handed his opponents another gift by vowing to terminate, that was the word, Obamacare, or at least show that's how Democrats are translating his blunderbuss comments. Democrats are distorting the issue as ever, but they know former President Trump has no plan of his own. Richard, here we go again. Obamacare to be repealed by, I guess, magical thinking by the candidate for the nomination, Mr. Trump. After all these years, is Obamacare something that can be repealed, or has it just integrated itself into the healthcare fiasco?
Well, I think clearly the answer has to be the latter in some sense, but that doesn't mean it can't be reformed in certain kinds of intelligent ways. But what you have to do is not denounce the particular program in the abstract. What you have to do is to look at some of the particular provisions that seem to be a source of abuse and then try to figure out what you can do to deal with them. So the problems about community rating, and it turns out that the difficulty with this system is the premiums that are charged to young people could be as much as 50% over what is needed to fund their liabilities. And so they will opt out of the program, whereas older folks who are getting a huge cost subsidy will remain in. Well, the system is not going to be as stable as you would like it if the people who are paying the subsidies pull out and the people who get the subsidies pile in. You can try and stop them from leaving, which will create another political difficulty. Or what you could do is reform the pay scale a little bit so as to avoid some of these kinds of problems. And I think you ought to do that. There are problems with how you treat pre-existing conditions because there's too much strategic behavior going on. Somebody comes into the program just before they need major surgery, pay premiums for a month, and then they decide to pull out of this stuff. And it turns out, again, what you do is you have people playing games with respect to the system. There are a lot of funding issues that have to be clarified as to how you raise these monies and so forth. And what you really need to do to get this thing correct is to have somebody with a little bit of sense who says, how can I tweak these particular programs in order to get less command and control in their design and operation and more market forces working? And that would also include allowing people various ways in which they could exempt themselves from the program. It would include ways in which various states can experiment with different kinds of programs, the ones that are put inside the federal market. If you can find a way to increase the scope of various exemptions so that private institutions could take up the burden, so much the better. And so what happens about Trump is he's a conversation killer. Everybody knows that's not going to work. And then what happens is the Democrats could chortle and say, well, here's the leading Republican candidate and he wants to do the impossible. They could never say that against people who give more specific kinds of opposition to particular kinds of proposals. And that's what you have to do. But this is, of course, why Trump is such a disastrous candidate. He knows how to polarize, but he doesn't know how to think. And if you take these two characteristics and put them together, what's happening is every day he's the gift that keeps on giving to the Democrats, who, by the way, when it comes to Obamacare, don't have any intelligent idea of what should be done to reform it. But they always simply say, we want to make it bigger, a larger subsidies, and keep this thing going as God knows what kind of program for the benefit of, well, we don't even know who. So it's you give them a huge advantage. This is the reason why Trump has to go, because it turns out that he's the only Republican candidate who is capable of losing to the Democrats by a series of unforced errors that he's willing to make. This is not Donald Trump 2016. This is Donald Trump 2023. And I'm afraid there's real deterioration in terms of the way in which he thinks and the way in which he works, which is why I welcome the efforts of the Koch Foundation and others to essentially support somebody like Nikki Haley, who's much more measured on these things. Now, do I know her position on all of these issues? Absolutely not. But the key element is, if you're going to get a younger Republican in there, is she going to be somebody who's willing to listen to you so that when you actually have concrete substantive proposals, she's going to take them in and try to work them through? Donald Trump does not really respect the people who work for him. Nikki Haley, one hopes, will be able to do that, at which point all the types who work at the Federal Society and are keen on debates and issues like
that could
pour into the administration.
Richard Epstein, tying it all together, the Federalist Society, the arguing room, just picture a room of really happy people arguing with each other with grins on their faces. That's the Federalist Society. Richard Epstein, a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution, teaches law at NYU, University of Chicago, commenting on terminate, said Mr. Trump. Terminate. Unusual word. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.